Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. 1-800-422-416. Now, Commissioner announcement is a big leap forward. We're talking ABSIC has enthusiastically welcomed the announcement by the federal government of the national of the new National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People. With that, I'm going to talk to ABSIC CEO John Leha on the line. John, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, Commissioner announcement is a big leap forward. So, enlighten us, please, about the announcement and also a bit of background with ABSIC, please.
ABSIC have been active, or are the peak body in New South Wales, and actively supportive of the sector's advocacy for and lobbying for an Aboriginal Commissioner.
Yeah.
And this has been a long time coming that the sector, the Aboriginal Community Control sector, have been calling for a National Commissioner, as depicted in the National Child Safe and Supported Framework that is being led by SNAC, which is the national peak body. So we are absolutely pleased with the government's announcement on Tuesday.
Oh, fantastic. So that's, look, it gives a tiger with teeth, virtually, what it does, you know, so the future looks bright in regard to this space.
Absolutely. It really is about ensuring that there is greater accountability of the child protection sector and enabling decisions and powers behind those decisions to really reshape and reform child protection across the country. But it is a unique role that will be able to work with other agencies to ensure greater accountability, and that child protection is actually centred around our children and our families. So it is a significant win for Aboriginal families across the country.
Okay, and how do we go for Commissioner? Who sits in that seat? How does that all work?
I'm sure that they'll start the planning process on the 1st of July, and the Commissioner will be a champion for our children and hold government to account. But in terms of the process, that will be developed in partnership between SNAC and the government.
Oh, good, fantastic. And in regards to, you've been like swinging the bat there for protecting our children. Like I said, having a commissioner holding the reins and steering the ship forward, that is a good thing.
Absolutely. And it's one that's set, is a bit of a catalyst for change. We know that 6 of the 7 states and territories across the government, across the country, have already committed to having a commissioner.
Yes.
We also know that New South Wales is the only jurisdiction to not do so today. But that's not to say that it's something that we won't be pushing for in the coming months.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. It is a big announcement. It is a big leap forward. So, look, fantastic. There's light at the end of the tunnel. John, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to your team. And, look, keep doing what you're doing, my friend. Please keep in touch.
Much appreciated, Trevor. Thank you very much.
Take care, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. And that's the CEO of ABSIC, John Leha. Said people throughout the child protection sector were ecstatic with the news, with the commissioner announcement is a big leap forward. So fantastic. And it's all about looking after our children, and they are our future. So it is a team effort. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going off your burdened delusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
Janda banapi bamanda, janda bakat janda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a bummer on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? 'Cause this bottle's coming at you above all the rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer, kotaka mer Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
Menamanali. Almor is gay. Kari alam. Kotakamer, Kotakamer, Kari. Menamanali. Marim Natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We tripala, one name you make him. Girl, do you? No, no, bala, you pick him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him got face, so say, see, so Brazil. Hey, no, girl, are you no make it this kind? I go, mother, try him, bala, one time. Try him, look out, I might him, gaman. If him go look, you go, mother, get the eye. Kole, I try from kissy all kind, gama. I take him, go, I say, get the hand from ama. If I get a white one, I'ma no light. I'm old to fix skin, mask got blight. I go get a black girl, I'ma okay. If I can't find a one, I'ma which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'ma go lose it, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss it, come away, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go mother tell you, look at what I see. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So pity up, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. I gonna teach ya, do things you never knew I do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight.
Yeah, Too Deadly, Minimanali, Drews Nemok with brother Sam Sav, both with us in spirit. Love you both. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yana with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. As BBM Bumper Brit Media, 90.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. A big hello to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country, ours, and thank you, NERS, allowing us to go across the country. And Deadly Black Network, all your deadly mob out there, and keep jamming the beats and having yarns with our mob. Big yarny circle it is. I'll look at the news, what's headlines. ABC News, Halls Creek Shire defends Alabud Dujardhat. Indigenous program amid investigation of ex-CEO Philip Cassell. Horse Creek Shire has asked for community patience regarding an investigation into former CEO over allegations of workplace misconduct. The controversy has sparked community backlash and calls for more transparency. The investigation is expected to be completed by April, while the issue has also placed scrutiny on the Shire's efforts to fix entrenched and social problems in the town. A remote Shire in northern Western Australia has broken the silence on an investigation into allegations of workplace misconduct against the council's former chief executive officer while defending a key Indigenous justice program. A council-appointed external workplace investigation has spent the past 2 months probing claims, which has not been detailed publicly, against the former Halls Creek Shire CEO Philip Cassell. Shire President Malcolm Edwards issued the statement to the ABC after weeks of sharp criticism from residents who have called for more transparency. Councillor Edwards urged them to be patient and let the investigation expect to be complete in April runs its course to ensure the due process for all parties. The Shire must ensure the matter is dealt with exhaustively and conclusively, Councillor Edwards said. The Shire leader said that in late November, he was provided correspondence outlining a number of complex and detailed allegations of workplace misconduct against Mr. Cassell. Given the nature of the complaint, it was determined by counsel that while the investigation was undertaken, the CEO would be placed on administration leave with full pay, he says. So there it is, about having all cards on the table, and that's what it's all about in communication in Yarnet, and for the constituents of the town, city, wherever you may be, we need to have transparency. A lot of people get in council or get in member of parliament or what have you, officers of the court. You're there for the people. Don't ever forget that, you know, and we're dealing with people, not product. As what I always say, have you saying Yarnet strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number 1-800-422-416.
Mole pia, sit and garden wine. been close. Him no more sabi where him been.
Cowboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Abraham de Maximo, é o meu.
Yeah, to Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, via NERS. And we are the National Talk Black program, Yarning Circle it is. So do yarn up strong. Your host is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. It is your ship I'm steering, so just taking it right through to a one-hour show, 12 noon midday in Queensland time. So yarn up strong. Looking at other news headlines, officer charged in fatal Indigenous teen crash. A family of Indigenous teenager who died riding a trail bike that collided with an unmarked police car say they are emotional and relieved after charges were laid against the officer involved. Jai Kalani Wright suffered critical head injuries when he crashed into the unmarked car, throwing him from the trail bike in inner city Sydney on February 19, 2022. The 16-year-old died the following day at Prince Alfred Hospital. A court attendance notice was filed on Monday against the officer at the wheel, who will face charges of negligent driving, occasionally death, and dangerous driving, occasionally death. It's been 2 years without a vibrant, a beautiful son beside us. Jai's parents, Lachlan Wright and Kylie Alicia, said in a statement on Tuesday, "He was funny, witty, and loved so many people." The family thanked their community for support and been asked supporters to hold back on comments about the case while the legal process plays out. So there it is, and condolences going to the family, loved ones, and it's another life lost for a young person. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, yarn up strong, add to the conversation, all topics, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. With the ball around, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Let's yarn. Your daily mob, bring you back to the yarn. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Glenn Hingley, CEO of Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. Thumbs up, visitors welcome back to Daintree on Monday. Independent Day visitors can head north of the Daintree from 5 a.m. Monday as of yesterday, to see the iconic view from the Alexandra Lookout and visit attractions such as Daintree Discovery Centre. So we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Trevor's my name. Thank you very much.
Trevor.
Thumbs up. Blue skies. Daintree is open.
Well, Cape Tribulation Road for the Daintree up until Noah Creek, yes, Thornton Beach, yes, open. So that's good news for those businesses that are now, up until Monday, had been effectively cut off from the broader tourism industry and visitor economy for the last 2 months.
Thanks to ex-cyclone Jasper, it gave us a bit of a slap around, but light at the end of the tunnel, Glenn.
Yeah, still a lot of work needs to be done, especially like the likes of Alexandra Range. We've had some briefings from council. It will be one-way traffic and under road maintenance, road traffic management conditions as they seek to look at areas that are one way due to landslips. That rain moves a lot of soil down around those ranges.
And look, hats off to Mark Olson, who's the Tourism Tropical North Queensland Chief Executive Officer. He's really excited about everything all happening up that way. Can you give us a bit of idea or a plug for some of the attractions up there in Daintree we can find, please, Glenn?
Absolutely. So we've got the Daintree Ice Creamery. We've got the Daintree Discovery Centre. We've got Heritage accommodation, different accommodation houses all now reopening, or they have been open, but they haven't been able to trade properly because their business has only been limited to people with an accommodation booking. So this now enables, for example, the likes of the Daintree Discovery Centre, which has held for the last 2 months all of its staff on full payroll.
Good.
The opportunity now, hats off to them, the opportunity for visitors to go and spend some money and to pay back and to help businesses that are doing great things, not just for our visitor economy, but also for the community, because they employ so many locals who live north of the Daintree River. And so them to have some certainty around their income again is super important.
Yes.
And for all of these family-owned businesses, you know, they've spent the last 2 months with no access to no income, zero income. If their business hasn't been able to. So
we need to support them.
We need to support them, and also I'd ask, you know, we would ask on behalf of all the industry that the road conditions there are, I've driven it a number of times myself in the last couple of weeks, going back and forth for meetings. But, you know, it's on some busy days there will be a little bit of a wait, but it'll be well worthwhile.
Fantastic. Now, we talk about the Daintree River, look, infested with our dinosaurs, our big lizards, our crocodiles. Are the river cruisers up and running as well?
Yeah, a couple of the operators there was just a matter of them being able to find some alternative infrastructure that washed away. So, yeah, those are... So stop on your way to the Daintree before you cross the river. Make sure you plug in some time in the morning or on the way back in the afternoon to do a river cruise with one of our many Daintree crocodile or Daintree river cruisers where you can spot some of those big lizards, like you say. well worthwhile, and also get a bit of a look at firsthand the sheer scale of what's happened and how that has, in some cases, changed the environment, not only for the crocodiles, but for everyone else who's dependent upon that great source, which is the Daintree River.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we talk about tourism. You don't have to be from out of state or out of the city. You, as a local, can be a tourist for 1 day, so we're looking for that support, aren't we, Glenn?
Absolutely, yeah. You take the family for a drive. if it's been a long time since you haven't been to the to north of the river, you know, even just that ferry ride in itself is fun for the kids, let alone getting along and stop at a couple of places where you can. Alex Lookout will be reopened as well, as it is reopened as of yesterday, and up to Thornton Beach. So take the family for a drive. If you've got the in-laws visiting, that'd be fantastic, or just a lovely romantic day out. Take yourself and your partner and jump in the car or on the motorbike and go for a ride north.
Fantastic. Glenn, you're the CEO of the Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. How long have you been holding those reins, mate?
I arrived a week before the cyclone from Darwin.
Sitting on the air, Jay.
well, you know, and it's I'm grateful that I've been able to come to this great part of the world and do everything we can in partnership with Mark Olson and the team at TTNQ to help our visitor economy here, all the businesses here, so many of them family-owned businesses that have really struggled. So to play a little part has been a privilege, and there's a lot more that needs to be done. But I think most importantly, locals can support local businesses by just getting out and spending your day buying some ice creams, going for a drive, buying lunch, and going visiting some of the attractions and getting on the cruises and the local tours. That'll help go a long way to helping businesses who didn't have any business through Christmas and New Year, who were locked up effectively for it. So that'll help get them through to Easter, which is really important.
Fantastic. Glenn, thank you very much. Good yarning with you. Big shout out to the mob up that way. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Good on you, Trevor.
Bye-bye, Glenn. Deadly yarn there. Glenn Hingley, his name is, CEO of Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. And as you're well aware, ex-cyclone Jasper came about and gave us a bit of a bitch slap, and there it is. We're still feeling the wrath of that. And also talking to our sisters, the elders there from Wudjil Wudjil, who are down in Brisbane and pushing for the electricity need to be changed and regarding solar and what have you. and wanting the community to, the government to open up the community again and get the community up and running. So Jasper, Mother Nature, and when she speaks, she can speak very loudly. So there it is. And big shout out there, Glenn Hinckley, thank you very much. And Daintree is open, and thoughts are still going out to Woodjewoodjewel mob up there. A lot of their mob been, are building up there at Cooktown and some down here in Cairns. So that's what it's all about, and getting it together. So yarn up strong, you mob, have your say. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Baba Waiyar Ninu Maiki Mari Baba Waiyar Ninu Mari Ngamunia kaimel inup kubilmu inup kubilmu kurusika kai
be there.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BB and Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, new eczema storybook to promote healthy skin. A children's book written by Community for Community has been launched in Western Australia, Southwest, to help children and families understand more about one of the most common inflammatory skin conditions in children. So I'm going to catch up with Yana Jacinta Walton and Sally Smith, community member and co-author, and got them on the line. And very good morning, sisters. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Jacinta, Sally, you both there? Yes, hello?
Yeah, hello.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Jacinta?
Oh, Kaya. I am a Wilman Noongar woman, and we are both calling in together here from Wadandibuja, which is Noongar country in the southwest of Western Australia.
Good, beautiful. Yes, yeah, Sally, Kaya. Who you mob? Yep, thank you. Who you mob? Where you from?
I too am a Noongar woman from the southwest Buja, Wadandi.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations. We've got a children's book written by community, for community. So tell us about this deadly book, please, girls.
So following Carl, Carl is a proud young Noongar boy. Mm. This story follows his journey to strong skin.
Okay.
After he and his mum identify eczema on his arm, they visit the local Aboriginal medical service and seek advice from the doctor.
Mm.
The storybook aim. Yep, you go.
Just tell them about the eczema. Tell us about eczema, first of all. That's a skin disease, is it not?
That's correct. So eczema is a non-infectious skin disease. So they're generally, I suppose, hereditary and environmental factors that can cause eczema. And it starts early in life, generally in the first few months. And it can sometimes leave you as you grow older. But, yeah, it's a really itchy skin condition.
Yes.
So it's not great because you are exposing yourself to sort of, you know, potential infection. Mm. And it can keep Kulunga, or sorry, that's the Noongar word for children.
Okay.
It can keep children, you know, awake at night. And it can just be bad for well-being sometimes. And so, yeah, we really wanted to support families in managing their eczema.
So co-author a book to educate the people and also just to highlight eczema, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Fantastic. And tell us about the book. Story about Carl, eh?
Yeah, Carl is a proud Noongar boy who loves football.
Mm.
So, you know, we know that our children love football and...
Yes.
And when they're running around on the grass and stuff, it can make them quite itchy. So with the book, it helps support the family with 5 easy steps on how to manage keeping the eczema from getting less infectious.
Mm, good, good. So and the book is launched. Where can they pick up the book? Is it going through schools or are you going to a bookstore? Paint that picture.
So we have printed quite a number of the storybooks, and we'll be disseminating to schools, libraries, community centres and Aboriginal organisations throughout Noongar Buja country as the first priority. But we would love for anyone who's interested to jump on our webpage, the Telethon Kids Institute webpage, and search Healthy Skin Storybooks, and you'll be able to actually download a PDF version if you would like to read it online. You can listen to one of our amazing community advisory group members and co-authors narrating the storybook.
Yes.
And, yeah, also we have contact details there if anyone is interested in reaching out to us for a hard copy. We can surely organise something.
Good, fantastic. Now tell us about Carl. How old's Carl?
Roughly, Carl is about 8 years old.
Is he excited about him being like the main character in the book?
Yeah, he is. He's the main character. And in the book we have his family. So we have mum, dad, nan and pop, and his dog, Dilba.
Yeah, beautiful.
Deadly Dilba.
So there it is. Yeah, so he's a star, and Dilba's a star as well.
Yeah, definitely. He's a star of the book too. And, yeah, because with eczema, sometimes it can affect the whole family.
Sure, you know? Yeah. Is it contagious, is it?
Not contagious, but okay. If they, you know, if they get itchy and sore, they might be tossing and turning at night, and which can keep the whole family awake. So.
Sure. Remedy for that is what? Just keeping your skin clean and healthy living, healthy lifestyle? Yep.
Yeah, definitely. You know, all of those things are amazing. But, you know, sometimes I think eczema, it's important to go and visit your local AMS. Aboriginal Medical Service.
Yes.
And speak to a doctor there, because they may have a special cream that they would like to give you to follow. But definitely, you know, small little changes. If something is, you know, itchy, like grass or like a clothing, definitely try and avoid them.
Yes.
Of course. Staying cool, because heat can kind of flare it up a little bit or irritate it. And trying to use, I suppose bath oil rather than, or soap-free wash rather than soap wash, because that can irritate as well. And keeping your body moisturized too. So,
well, fantastic.
That's what we've covered in the book to highlight that. And then, of course, for Coolanga, for children, to let their grown-up and a grown-up know if they have any sores or itchy skin, so that they can look at that.
Well, congratulations, Jacinta, Sully, fantastic co-author, and a big shout to Telethon Kids Institute, and also to Carl, fantastic, and his family. Great story, and we need to educate our young ones and look after each other, look after our skins. Thank you very much for the yarn, sisters.
Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. All the best, girls.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's Jacinta Walton and Sally Smith, Communities members and co-author of the new ECMA storybook to promote healthy skin. A children's book written by Community for Community has been launched in Western Australia Southwest to help children and families understand more about one of the most common inflammatory skin disease conditions in children. So there it is. Working together, you mob. Look, with that, Trinity Trev's going to sign off. Thank you very much for your company, mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, and that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Too deadly.
So I can make it on my own. I came down to the city, far away from home. Didn't know what to expect. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. Tis the place I am from, and I call my home.
Call my home.
Side by my island home.
Side by island.
Side by what, America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Side by my island home. Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Been down in the city for some time, don't know when I'll get back home.
city life. Neon lights, they shine so bright. Guitars skanking to the beat. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. Tis the place I am from, and I call my home.
Call my home.
Saibai Island.
Saibai, my island home.
Saibai Island.
Saibai, what America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saibai Island.
Saibai, my island home.
Saibai, my island home. Saibai Island.
Saibai, my island home.
Saibai, my island home.
But if you love him,